Welcome to the FitCat podcast, sponsored by OMRR. Ozark Mountain Ridge Runners was founded in 1978. It's a not-for-profit organization of nearly 400 individuals dedicated to wellness, fitness, running, and caring. All OMRR board members are unpaid volunteers. All proceeds to OMRR are used for club-related activities such as supporting local and national charities, organizing local races, publishing the Running Briefs newsletter and the website omrr.org, and maintaining a clean environment. We need fitness enthusiasts of all types to support OMRR. Hope you'll become a member and join us in our crusade for fun, fitness, and caring. Welcome. Thank you for listening to the Fit Cat Few Faith Integrity Together Community Advocacy Team, taking a few minutes to talk about stuff going on right here in our community. My name's Trina Wilcox. I'm joined by Kesta Smith. Many of you know of her as Coach Kesta, and you were at a retreat that was about team building, fitness, and leadership. You really like to encourage folks on their fitness journey of all levels, and you have a little bit to share about RWB. I'll let you take it from here.
Yes, I am part of Team Red, White, and Blue, or Team RWB, and I am currently the interim deputy captain / athletic coordinator, and I had the opportunity to go to this leadership experience that was in University of Kentucky, and it was helping us leaders grow in our roles and as individuals, but also to help us see different ways that we can help our members of our chapter. And the mission for Team RWB is to enrich the lives of America's veterans by connecting them to their community through physical and social events. So it was a whirlwind weekend. We did learn different workouts. That was part of it. There's the physical aspect. You know, we can, in a short period of time, come up with a fun and a great workout with little equipment, and we can really use it to encourage each other. So that was one aspect. But it was also about team building. Anyway, that was done in a little more subtle way. I enjoyed how they did that. One of the ways was we had to do this little scavenger hunt all over campus, but we had to work together as a team, had to come up with a plan, and we had to communicate. But we were doing all that without, you know, saying, okay, saying all those things. All those things just kind of came about. And it was truly amazing how all these leaders, you know, were able to come together and work together. Sometimes you have leaders and someone always wants to be that person that controls everything, but that was not the case. It was amazing how, for me, watching different personalities, but yet we all worked together and nobody wanted the spotlight, and this person was well at this particular thing, and so they took the lead, and this person's like, oh, I can do that. You know, it really showed how you can really work together as a team.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, it was amazing to see, we had all different walks of life. You know, some people were very, very athletic. Some, you know, kind of like me were, you know, I am athletic, but I'm not an elite athlete. And then some that weren't very athletic. And yet we all made it through and we all pushed each other. And then we all had the same excitement as well as nerves.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't matter your level of fitness. We all had that same nervousness because they shared an agenda with us, but that agenda was vague. And it was done on purpose. I mean, they didn't want us to know everything,
mm-hmm.
which for a type A personality is very difficult.
But yes.
That was also part of the process, learning to let go and also being flexible and going with the flow. And, okay, this is what we got today. How are we going to make this work today? You know, and we did a lot of things in teams, and it was really just the camaraderie that developed over basically 48 hours is what strikes me as amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we basically essentially 20 plus people arrive in Kentucky as strangers, but we left as friends. And one of the things that I take away is also that nervousness that we all felt. That's kind of what you know, maybe some of the new members of the chapter, when they're coming to our events, may feel as well. So remembering that and making sure we welcome people, and so that we can ease those nerves for them.
Very good. More with Coach Kesta talking about RWB after a word from our sponsor. OMRR has a Bass Pro Marathon and Half Marathon training group. They'll do their best to meet all needs. Whether you're a beginner and never trained before, or a seasoned runner looking to PR, there will be nutrition and supplement support, nutrition advice on how to train before, during, and after a run. There will also be some of the Bass Pro ambassadors out running the courses with you. Some days there'll even be a little strength training and yoga after some of the training events. The Bass Pro Shops Conservation Marathon and Cohake Half Marathon are both on Sunday, November 3rd, 2019. There's still time for you to train. Check in daily with the Facebook group. You're looking for Bass Pro Marathon and Half Marathon Training Group hosted by OMRR. So now that you're back, what can the fitness community locally, how can we all benefit?
So the Team RWB, you know, you can be a civilian, you can be a veteran. It's free to join. And the fitness community can benefit because we have workouts. We have a workout group that meets twice a week. We have a group, a run group that meets twice a week. We have a hiking group that meets once a week. So we're very, there's a lot of physical activities going on throughout the week. And anybody is welcome to come and join in, and all levels of fitness can do this. Whether it's the workout groups or whether you're doing the run group, you can come and walk. If you're not a runner, come walk with us. You know, maybe you have been active in the past, but maybe not so much now, and that's okay. Whatever level of fitness you're at right now, you will be able to find something to do that will work for you.
Very good. Ways to connect. TeamRWB.org is the website. Folks can also connect on Facebook by just searching for Team RWB Springfield Mo.
Correct.
But you do have, if someone is listening that's not in Springfield, Missouri, they can also find a chapter, or can they create one?
They can definitely search the website. You put in your city and state, and then they'll find the closest chapter to you. And if you become inspired to want to do a chapter, there's a process, and, you know, there's people that you would need to get in touch with and see how we can make that happen.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
You are very welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Cat Few, sponsored by OMRR. Their mission is to promote the health benefits of running, as well as the pleasurable and competitive aspects of the sport, while doing their part to improve the lives of others. Ozark Mountain Ridge Runners began sponsoring several races for charity and started several running programs such as Runner of the Year, the PR Corner, and the Triple Crown of Racing, and you are invited to sign up or add your event to the calendar. Memberships always available at ozarkmountainridgerunners.org.